Hello and welcome once again to Learning Digital Photography. I'm your host, Jason Anderson. As you know from the last week's full hour-long episode of Learning Digital Photography, my two-minute tip this week is going to be about touching that dial, whether or not it's worth it to move that dial into the point-and-shoot or the auto mode on your SLR camera. The conclusion that we came to during the podcast is that, yes, it is worthwhile considering for a couple of reasons. Number one, if the SLR camera is all you have, if you don't have an point-and-shoot backup, there's absolutely nothing wrong with putting your SLR camera in the auto mode. It can offer advantages. First of all, you can get a higher megapixel count. You're generally going to get better quality images because the sensor size on an SLR is larger. So the equivalent number of megapixels between an SLR and a point-and-shoot camera will yield larger pixels, so you'll have a smoother feel to it, less noise, higher quality images, and they'll be that much more malleable. So it definitely is worthwhile to consider putting your SLR in the auto mode if you don't have another camera as a backup, or if you just happen to always have your camera with you and you get an opportunity to take a picture, by all means put it in the auto mode if you don't want to take the time, or if you don't have the time to make the manual adjustments or the shutter priority or the aperture priority adjustments, you can put it in auto. Use the onboard flash. It's all about catching the picture and capturing that particular moment in time. Coming up next week on Learning Digital Photography, and probably the subject of the next Audio Boo 2-Minute Tip, will be the subject of controversy in your photos, whether or not you should be capturing controversial scenes and what the ethics and morality is of those kinds of situations. All that's coming up next week on Learning Digital Photography. I'm your host, Jason Anderson, and we'll see you next time. Out for now.